Seattle, Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Residents of Syria's rebel-held city Aleppo have reported a surge of airstrikes, which local monitors say have killed at least 30 people. Syrian government announced a renewed offensive on the city after U.S. and Russia failed to salvage a ceasefire that had diffused hostilities for nearly a week.
Ma crainte, et je l'ai souligné au Conseil de sécurité, et les événements de ces dernières heures.
Speaking at the United Nations in New York, French Foreign Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault said his fear is that the most recent events in the past hours with the bombing of Aleppo is that the Assad government is playing the card whereby Syria will be partitioned and that its supporters will let this happen. Aleppo is Syria's second largest city. It has been divided among government troops, rebel militias, Islamic extremists, and Kurdish fighters since 2012. Russia's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov says Syria's moderate opposition must separate from certain terrorist groups before it can be a real cessation of hostilities. Lavrov complained that the United States and Russia, as co-chairs of the International Syria Support Group, agreed on the truce, and it went into effect on September 12th, and there has been, to his count, almost 350 opposition-led attacks in Aleppo alone. This week, the U.S.-supported Turkish-backed Free Syrian Army forces suffered a series of setbacks to the hand of the Islamic State in northern Syria. Setbacks are rekindling concerns over the effectiveness of the FSA fighters and whether they could force Ankara to deploy more of its own troops into Syria. This is VOA News. President Obama has vetoed legislation that would have allowed the families of September 11 terror attack victims to sue Saudi Arabia over its alleged ties to the hijackers involved in those crimes 15 years ago. Congress could override the president's action, and many say it is likely. An override in this case could mark the first time in Mr. Obama's two terms that one of his vetoes was rejected. The police chief of the U.S. city of Charlotte, North Carolina, says the video police recorded during the fatal shooting this week of an African-American man will eventually be released. Meantime, the family of Keith Scott released cell phone video images that Scott's wife recorded in the moments leading up to his death on Tuesday. Meantime, hundreds of protesters still taking to the streets in Charlotte for a fourth night on Friday to protest the shootings. VOA's Arash Arabasadi is in Charlotte and has been out among the protesters.
It all started Tuesday with another police shooting in America. Keith Lamont Scott was a father picking up his kids from school. Police say he had a gun in his hand. Witnesses say it was a book. Some protesters say it's not a black and white issue, it's a black versus blue issue.
I'm here because I don't like to live in a country where the people who are enforcing the law don't have to explain their actions to the American people.
The governor put the National Guard in the streets, and even with a midnight curfew, people filled these streets demanding change. In Charlotte, Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
President Obama spoke to a group of about 750 guests in the grand foyer of the White House on Friday. They had gathered to celebrate the opening of the National Museum of African American History and Culture. Mr. Obama referenced what is happening in Charlotte and in other cities such as Tulsa, Oklahoma, where some believe African Americans are being profiled by police.
My hope is that as people are seeing what's happened in Tulsa or Charlotte on television, and perhaps are less familiar with not only the history of the African American experience, but also how recent some of these challenges have been, upon visiting the museum, may step back and say, I understand.
The new museum, which first was proposed by a group of African-American Civil War veterans in 1915, officially opens today in a central location on Washington's National Mall, among war memorials and cultural institutions, and in clear sight of the U.S. Capitol building.
That's the latest world news from VOA.